denomination.
He doesn't have his own church.
Okay, well, you know what? If he doesn't go to any of them and he doesn't belong to any of them, he's in a step in the right direction. How come you haven't looked into that yourself?
Oh, well, we're following his footsteps.
Well, no, what you want to do is you want to follow the footsteps of the Lord, right?
Exactly.
And the scriptures.
Exactly.
You realize we love you. That's why we made a track for the Anabaptists.
Yeah.
We don't belong to any organization. None of them. All the 40,000 denominations out there, they're not of God. You realize
well,
that?
I think it's what's in our heart, you know.
What comes out of your heart, though?
Yeah.
God's not going to judge our deeds. He's going to judge our, or he's not going to judge our heart. He's going to judge our deeds, and that comes from a transformed heart, right?
Exactly.
So the Amish, are you Amish?
Yeah.
Okay, they don't preach a biblical gospel. Do you realize that? Some of them have a faulty gospel about the shed blood of Christ, calling it a guilt offering to Satan, a ransom to Satan.
Oh, I never hear that.
Okay, well, that's good, because some of them are, so that's awesome.
No,
but what they don't teach people is full repentance either.
They teach the full gospel where I go.
And they teach you to be born again?
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
Okay, so if you're born again, what happens?
Well, you're just a new creature in Christ.
Okay, so if you've repented of all your sins and you're a new creature in Christ, then what happens?
Well, it shines it through you.
Through obedience, right?
Yeah.
But the Anabaptists aren't keeping, especially the Amish, too, and the Mennonites. You know how I can prove one right off the bat? You want to hear it? Who are you named after?
Menno Simons, right?
No, I'm sorry. Jacob Ammon.
Yeah.
You're Amish.
So, yeah.
Yeah. So is that truth or is that a lie?
Well, I really don't dwell on it that much.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
In my heart.
It doesn't. No, it can't be that. See, naming yourself after a man is a lie. Just like Christmas is a lie. Do you realize that? Easter's a lie. Good Friday's a lie. He didn't die on Friday. Feminization, worldliness, carnality. We see a lot of, I don't know about you, I'm not judging you, but we see a lot of the Amish and the Mennonites. They act a lot like the world, only in a sanitized version of it. Their hearts are not regenerated, and they're not following in spirit.
I know there
truth.
Are some, but you know, I always think I can just be a light to where I'm at.
So how can you be a light if you're in lies, though?
I don't feel like I'm in lies.
Do you practice Christmas?
Well,
you guys celebrate
it? We don't.
Ascension Day,
all that much.
And yeah, but see, you said that much. You can't practice and love a lie that much. It has to be zero. Revelation 22, 14, and 15 says if you love and practice one lie, one unrepentant sin, you're going to be left outside the gates of heaven. You don't want to be left outside the gates of heaven. So on the back of that card, on the front is the biblical gospel we went through. And I think we would agree. We went through the gospel except for the very end that you have to endure to the end. We believe that faith or works justify your faith.
So if you feel like, I feel like I have Jesus in my heart, what more can I wish for?
But what scripture verse says that?
That I have Jesus in my heart?
Do you know how to love
Jesus?
Born again? John 14:15, John 15:14, keep his commands.
Exactly.
And I just proven to you that the Amish don't keep some of his commands. They're named after a man. Why don't you name yourself after Christ, a Christ follower?
That's a point.
They teach a bunch of man-made traditions that usurp the authority of God's word. You realize that, right? See, and I was a Lutheran, he was an AOG, some kind of Pentecostal or something, or it wasn't like that, but, and then his family was Catholic. And so we have a lot of knowledge about that. We also have a lot of knowledge about the Anabaptists.
Why do you wear a covering on your head?
Because the Bible tells me to. 1 Corinthians 11.
Like 6, exactly.
And 1 Timothy 2, 1 Peter 3, we're supposed to dress ourselves in, not modest apparel, but neat and orderly robes and dresses is what the Greek says.
Mm-hmm.
And we come out of the world, we don't practice feminism. I appreciate your demeanor, too, because you know what? Hardly any Amish people talk to us. They're so cold and dead, they walk away.
Oh, that's not... No, I don't. I don't approve of that at all.
Okay, well, maybe your son has a little bit of a pull on you. We'd love to hear from him.
Oh, yeah.
Would you like to give him one of our cards?
Oh, sure.
He left.
He comes
for,
here.
I hope he left
for
what right reasons?
Well, he was just not agreeing with all our tradition.
Okay, well, that's good, because it doesn't line up with the scriptures. See, what we want to do is we want to follow the scriptures. We live by every word out of the mouth of God, right?
Right.
Matthew 4:4.
Right.
The Amish aren't doing that. I just showed you a handful of them. You're going to lose your soul if you don't repent and get into the scriptures.
You've got
to scrap that idea of Jesus in my heart.
And be a light to my sisters and brothers around
me. But you haven't repented. You're an Amish. You're an Amish woman. You're following Jacob Ammon. And he would probably rebuke people for doing that. Do you realize the Anabaptists they don't even follow what the forefathers taught in many areas.
Oh, I know that. I realize that.
Then why would you follow?
We don't just go to the Amish church. We go to different churches.
Okay, see, that's a sin, too. It's ecumenicalism because Baptist, Methodist, Lutheran, Anabaptist, Roman Catholic, Mormon, Jehovah's Witness, Seventh-day Adventist.
Do you belong to a church at all?
No, hold on. Those are all created of man. You and I just established that, right? How about we go back to the New Testament body and fellowship with those who are called out and set apart, holy ecclesia. They don't belong to the world. They've turned their backs on man-made religion because they're teaching lies. And they live in spirit and truth. And I was just preaching about how you can live in spirit and truth. You have to have the Holy Spirit within you. He'll change your heart. You get a new heart, a new mind, just like you were saying, you love Jesus in your heart. If you got a new heart and a new mind, you're going to follow the scriptures, not man-made religion, not Amish, not Mennonite, not the Anabaptist way, because they're keeping a lot of sins.
You don't feel like it's proper for us to go to any church we feel like going to on a Sunday?
The only ones that you should join up with in worship of the Lord, which worship is your everyday life lived, it's not a service, is those who are called out and repented of Amish, repented of Mennonite, repented of Roman Catholic, repented of the Baptist, repented of all these 40,000 flavors. Do you ever think about that? Do you know there's over 40,000 different names of churches out there?
Satan
created something for everybody. You got a little sin in yours. They got a little sin in theirs. But you got to repent, ma'am. I'd rather you repent. You can go, but please repent.
I repented.
Give that to your son. We'd love to hear from him. Does he go online? Does he have a phone? I don't know.
He does.
That would be awesome. Please give that to him. We'd love to talk to him. And I'd love to hear from you, too. And your husband.
All right, thank you.
My husband's over there. We'd love to hear from you if he comes back around. All right, we love you.